breath work suddenly found massive shifts in my body and my mental state. I felt like for the first time I was starting to actually get somewhat of a control over my ADD. I could sit and read books and not read two pages and go, what did I just read?
Jesse Salas is a former firefighter and coach who's also the program director for Foundation Training. It's a program that uses simple corrective exercises to help people move free and easily without pain. Jesse regularly works with people like you and I, but also big wave pro surfers, professional athletes, active and retired military personnel, firemen, stuntmen, and celebrities you've likely heard of like Josh Brolin, Madonna, the singer, yep, he totally trains Madonna, and so many more using foundation training to help them be pain-free and to maximize their potential. I met Jesse a few years ago at a juice bar in Costa Rica. I then happened to do a podcast with his brother-in-law, Eric Goodman, who's the founder of Foundation Training. I tried his program and I've seen amazing results firsthand. Today, I run and surf without any pain, and I don't get injured like I used to, and I used to get injured a lot. I'm also running as fast as I did in high school, and I'm 40. So if you sit a lot, or you stand a lot, or you text a lot, or you're a human in the year 2020, chances are movements like the ones provided in what Jesse teaches can add a lot of benefit to your life. Jesse himself is a nomadic guy. He's also a sought-after coach, and he travels all over the world to work with clients and people of all types to teach them foundation training. He also constantly tests different remedies and modalities to get the most out of life. So this is a great short conversation about what foundation training is, how you can use it at home, why movement is medicine and can be, and he gives us some examples, plus other things Jesse uses to get more vitamin joy out of his own life, including breath work, cold work, grounding, different forms of movement, nutrition, and more. I'm Shelby Stanger, and this is Vitamin Joy. Jesse Salas, welcome to Vitamin Joy.
Thank you for having me, Shelby.
You're one of those guys that just exudes vitamin joy every time I see you.
I appreciate that. It's been a lot of fun trying to connect with you and meeting you so randomly, and here we are.
Oh, yeah. We met in Nosara, Costa Rica, randomly at a juice bar.
Yeah, doing ginger shots.
So funny. So your background, you and your brother-in-law who runs foundation training, you guys have trained a lot of people. And I don't mean to sound annoying, but I think we should tell some names. Like, you know, Liam Hemsworth, Jimmy Buffett, Prince, Madonna maybe.
Madonna's been in the mix. Prince, not the Prince, but Prince Harry. When I think of Prince, I think of the singer. But
A ton of surfers.
Doc Goodman's worked with a lot of athletes, a lot of water polo players. But then as a doctor of chiropractic, he's just worked with top names you hear about and then the people that are just going about their lives trying to feel well.
Yeah, movement is medicine to me. And I feel like that's like one of your core beliefs. Can you just tell me a little bit about how your road got you to movement and foundation training and just quickly what it is?
Okay, so what foundation training is, I'll start there. It's a series of corrective exercises that address the leading causes of chronic pain. So we look at our modern lifestyle, the body's breaking down as a result of us essentially slumping and collapsing in all the time. We go from, we all want to adjust right away. We go from leveraging and being supported by the primary muscles, and we start to collapse into the things that we're not meant to bear the load per se. They're kind of like, when I talk about from like a rope rescue standpoint, they're like the stopper knots, if you will. They're there, but they're not really meant to be just laid on all the time. So that's foundation in a nutshell. We use it with people in acute pain symptoms, primarily back, but we also use it with athletes and people that are just wanting to move and perform better, unleash potential, as I would say, as you learn to really connect the muscles and body and the breath and connect from the ground up and integrate more and more muscle chains, you're more supported.
And you also help people who are like podcasters and sit and sort of bend down to a microphone, or people who type and sit in an office. So it's really interesting because you see such a wide variety of people. And your background, you're a firefighter.
Yes.
So talk to me about that and how you got here from firefighting.
17 years on the job. Was a special operations firefighter, which meant I did technical rescue. And one day I was doing jiu-jitsu and I tore a MCL, the inside ligament of my knee. And at the time, Doc Good and my sister were dating. Called my sister for help because she's a physical therapist. And then Eric jumped on the phone, offered to rehab me. I wound up in California training with them, and I was just blown away by it. I had a background in wellness. I was tied in with our wellness program for the firefighters. I did the recruit training. So I had already been studying wellness for about 10 years, more for performance. And after learning from Eric, I wanted more, and I started coming to his certifications again and again and again. And next thing I knew, I was developing a specialization in corrective exercise.
So interesting. So corrective exercises for me are, I mean, they're not fun. They're a little tedious. It's not like going out and going for a run or going for a surf. Mm. But I have noticed that if I do them, I can go surf or I can go for a run. And when I don't do them, I tend to get dumb injuries. Like for me, it's like plantar fasciitis or like all my hip will hurt or I'll have some weird like knee pain.
Yeah. It's well, and it's not what I used to say. Like in firefighting, there was jobs that had to get done that no one got to see, and so one I quote a firefighter from FDNY is that they're not quote unquote sexy jobs. You know, no one sees you do them, but they're very vital to the operation, and that's what I look at something like foundation training or corrective exercise is that we need to be balancing out the way our body is absorbing and dispersing force. And I can go do all my powerhouse training and my lifts and my deadlifts and my kettlebell swings and my TRXs and my, you know, cardio sprints. It's all a lot of fun and surfing's a lot of fun. But if I'm not balancing out from hours of sitting, hours of flying, driving, podcasting, reading books or getting lost in
texting.
My phone. Yeah, lost in the phone. You know, the body starts to adapt those postures, and next thing you know, muscles are out of their effective length, and you start to build these compensations. And so I look at it as that I love, there's so many great modalities of corrective exercise out there, and I don't just do foundation training, but when I want bang for my buck, I tell people foundation training is that tool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, how long do people do it for?
Some people love, they treat it almost like it's Pilates and they'll do 45 minutes to an hour. I look at it as the value for someone going, I just want the minimal dose to stay effective and try to reduce injuries. Movement snacks, 3 to 5 minutes throughout the day. Learn the work well enough that you can apply it when you're standing in line at the grocery store, when you're sitting on a plane or you just got done with a long drive. You can do 2 minutes of two exercises and be like, okay, and balance back out.
Okay, so people are listening on a podcast. They can't see us right now.
Yeah.
A lot of us, every single person listening to this podcast sits or stands a lot. Like when I even type, I stand at my desk, but it's still a stationary position for a long time. What are a couple things we can all do to just feel better in our bodies? Like right now through a podcast that you can explain
through
to
me all. Through a podcast. I would tell you easiest way to understand would be go on YouTube, look up foundation training and watch the video on decompression breathing. But not to take a scapegoat is learning to do decompression breathing is something you can apply anytime, anywhere. It allows you to sit up tall, anchor your pelvis, which is an isometric contraction of the muscles that attach your femurs to your pelvis. This is very specific to Doc Goodman's theory in his book, True to Form. And then learn how to expand and elevate the rib cage in a 360-degree pattern. And what I mean by that is we focus more on the back, sides, and then the front of the rib cage to be able to expand and elevate and then leverage very specific muscles around the abdominal to maintain the expansion. And so you start involving a lot of these postural muscles and start lengthening them under tension and getting them working to where suddenly your muscles are re-engaged and you're back to a tall, I'd say almost aligned position. If you're traveling on a flight, that's the most, to me, is always a time you can apply 10 decompression breaths and you feel it right away because those seats are just such a pain.
So everybody right now can just do your best to take a deep breath in. Maybe you could just walk us through it as best you can.
Yeah, so I tell everyone if you're sitting down, slide to the edge of your chair. Try to sit up as tall as you can. And then just think of that, if your eyes are straight forward on the wall in front of you and there's a string pulling up through the crown of your head, you're going to try to sit up as tall as you can. So if I take my hand, I try to push down on your head, you're going to meet it. But your eyes are still forward And then you're going to try for the next three breaths to breathe as big and wide across the back of your rib cage. So slow in the nose. Imagine the back of your ribs are breathing for the wall or the chair behind you. And on the exhale, you're trying to stay big and as tall as possible. So you're thinking of up and up and up and up with those inhales. With the exhales, think of very slow and controlled. You're lengthening and engaging your abdominal. And I can already see Shelby's muscles on her neck, the very specific ones, her sternocleidomastoid muscles, actively engaging. That's that leveraging we're looking for because they actually lift the chest up ever so slightly.
And I'm already sweating. So I like this because it's like 2 minutes and I can sweat.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Jesse shares some other hacks beyond just movement. With the current times, it's always nice to find products and companies that are helping protect us while also giving back. Cleanliness has, of course, become a major part of protecting our health during this moment. That's why I'm excited my friends at Active have created the Active Antimicrobial Hand and Face Spray. It's a non-toxic, multifunctional spray that packs a 1-2 punch. It keeps your skin free of harmful microorganisms and supports its natural healing mechanisms against sunburns, bites, cuts, and more. With no harsh chemicals like alcohol or bleach, this clinically proven solution is gentle on your skin and safe to spray on all areas of your body, including your face. You can go to buildingactive.com, that's buildingactive.com to buy it. And if you enter code JOY25, that's JOY25, you'll get 25% off. You know how seriously I take health and happiness. It's right there in my podcast name. Well, FX Chocolate is a new supplement company that cares about both. They've created 6 different supplement variations, each one lending targeted support to a specific need. Nutraceutical ingredients like ashwagandha, reishi mushrooms, CBD, GABA, L-theanine, and annatto E are expertly packed in handcrafted squares of sugar-free, keto-friendly, dark chocolate. That's right. I don't know about you, but eating chocolate is a pretty enjoyable way to take supplements for me. And the packaging is just so cool and it tastes so good. You have to check it out. Let's get real for a minute. 2020 is one of the hardest years we've collectively lived through. And it feels like a small but mighty gift to know that taking care of our bodies and getting the nutrients we need doesn't have to be a drag. FX Chocolate is offering Vitamin Joy listeners 20% off their first order. Use the promo code VITAMINJOY at checkout to get 20% off your first order at their website, fxchocolate.com. That's F as in fun, X as in X Games, chocolate.com. You can have your chocolate and you can eat it too. Use promo code VITAMINJOY at checkout at fxchocolate.com. So maybe you could talk to us about some of the things that this has alleviated beyond just like movement-based injuries, because I feel like movement is medicine. So I've heard you talk about how people who've done foundation training have been able to cure other things not related to just movement.
Yeah. So I joke about this. I stole this line from a strength coach, but they call them what the heck moments. And I've had clients tell me, come back the next day and go, oh my God, I had the biggest bowel movement, and that, you know, I know. And it's funny, but if you think about it, if we're collapsed all the time, you're compressing vital organs and digestive processes. So, you know, helping with digestive issues. I've had the people talk about, and this was a big one.
Wait, that's like pure Vitamin Joy. Something
it's
really
huge.
Simple you can do, but like everybody likes to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. And so you can sit on the toilet and do some decompression breathing and think about your, what I say again is, you know, visualizing as you expand and elevate the rib cage and think about getting taller and longer and more expansive, you're making space in your body, and try to visualize you're trying to lift yourself up and off those organs. And so that's a, you know, even Eric's definition is bringing the axial skeleton towards expansion. But, you know, another really powerful one we found is people talking about the mental health standpoints. You know, we've got some pretty decorated veterans in various special operations units. And one in particular had worked with an instructor down in Costa Rica, John Mangona. I don't know if you've met John or not. Mm. He's in Nosara, amazing instructor, very talented. And he worked with this gentleman named Major Ernie Adams. And John told me that they still train together now, and it's been, I think, over a year. But Major Adams, I want to say, has been to Afghanistan like 8 times, has the injuries you only get from combat, and had said that when he worked with John, it felt like he had seen a therapist for his knees, his back, his hips, his shoulders, and his head. You know, and he's referring to the mental damage that's left over from being in a war. And so that to me is powerful. And then we worked with LA County Fire, and we did a big study, as one of our instructors is an LA County firefighter that's in charge of recruit training, multiple classes, upwards of 500 firefighters now. And they've been doing surveys on them, and a 40, almost a 50% decrease in mental strength after they do 10 minutes of foundation training every day. And when you start to think about it, it's, you know, I try to break it down simplistically, and I look at it as, well, you're focusing on your body, you're trying to connect as many muscles as possible, you become hyper aware, and you're tuning in. Then you're bringing this very powerful, expansive breath practice where you're working to bring your diaphragm, which is, you know, the powerhouse of breathing. I'm just going to leave it at that. Your diaphragm muscle into, when you're learning to expand the ribcage 360, you're actually training that diaphragm to open up completely. And so you're bringing all these elements together, and you're putting somebody very heavily into their own body for 10 minutes. And if you're like many that don't have a meditation practice, that can be very powerful.
Mm. You're really into breath, which is mm-hmm. cool. So we had James Nestor on the podcast, and I know you're into breath work, and you're into like all sorts of things, breath work, grounding. You know, beyond the movement, I'm curious for you where you get your vitamin joy and any other hacks you can share that just, because this really is like the definition of vitamin joy. Like, I wanted to bring people recipes that are easy, don't really cost anything, and can make a huge difference. As easy as taking a vitamin. I mean, to do foundation training, you got to do the work. You got to like look at a YouTube video. There's a ton that are free. You can also pay for a course, but there's tons that are free just to learn the basics. So talk to me about, you know, grounding, breathing,
okay,
all the stuff you love.
Yeah. Breath work. I found that when I got into free diving when I was still a firefighter, and I trained like crazy for the course and never had a meditation practice before that. And, I just suddenly found massive shifts in my body and my mental state. I felt like for the first time I was starting to actually get somewhat of a control over my ADD. I could sit and read books and not read 2 pages and go, what did I just read? And that all came as a result.
That.
I know. Yeah. It's, you know, and I refuse to take the meds that doctors wanted me to be on. And, so breath work has been very powerful. What I tell people is finding a practice that works for you. I'm a huge advocate of starting the day with a breath practice and, you know, some Wim Hof breathing. Also, as I learned by reading James's book, it's, Tummo breathing. I think it's a great way to start, and doing 2 to 3 rounds of Wim Hof breathing, and then flowing into something like a free diving style breathing, where it's a 3-second inhale, 10-second exhale, and just being in that breath and setting a timer and just focusing on nothing but the breath and seeing where your mind goes. So I use the breath practices as ways to rein my brain in, especially when what I think is really cool as a side effect of doing all these things now is I've started to be able to recognize when I'm getting an anxious state, or I'm starting to hold my breath when something's kind of, you know, not agreeing with me, might say. And so it's become a quick awareness to where's my mind at in certain moments. And so I switch into focusing on that breath and trying to calm myself down. And while whatever that is or whoever it is, I'm trying to take an inventory. Okay, why are you suddenly starting to breathe shallower? And you feel your internal temps turning up. So Wim Hof breathing or just finding a good free dive practice is powerful.
I love the 3-second inhale and then 10-second exhale, because I've been listening to a lot of research about how if you exhale longer, it can just really break you out of an anxious, stressed state.
Yeah. And I, what I say to that is in absolutely. And when I was a fireman, before I read anything, after I did the free dive course, and we would respond all the time to anxiety attacks and where people are just panic breathing. And I started telling them, like, you know, I didn't know anything, but I knew after learning in free diving that, hey, start focusing on this breath pattern, because it's going to put your mind into something. It's going to calm your heart rate down. It's going to give you something to focus on, and just see if it'll work. And if it does, start looking up free diving. And I was just telling that to people that didn't know what else to do. We were there to help them, and then we'd leave because they didn't need us. It was just a normal part of their life. And what I'd say is when we'd get calls in the fire department, and it would be, okay, you're going to a house fire, and your heart rate just went from, you know, 60 to 200, and then halfway there you get canceled. Well, now you just got dropped off a ledge, and you're jacked way up. That's when I started initially using Wim Hof to, okay, well, I'm at this moment. I need an outlet for all of this. So I would go into 30 Wim Hof breaths on the ride back. I wasn't driving the fire truck, but I would go into 30 Wim Hof breaths and then go into the Freedial style breathing because I'm going, let me meet this moment where I'm at in my body. Let me kind of get this energy out with the Wim Hof, and then I can start to calm everything down. And so then I started using decompression breathing in those sense. And when we wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning for a call, and before I knew what it was, I'd wake up, slide to the edge of my bed, and just start doing decompression breathing until they told us what it was, because I wanted to get the muscles around my spine awake, turned on, because you're going from a deep sleep state to suddenly now you might have to go and carry a, you know, cut somebody out of a car or pick someone up off the ground. And, you know, that can destroy your back. And even if you're a very strong person, when you go from dead sleep to awake, it can throw you off.
Wow. That's...
So that's the breath.
That's really interesting, though. I just learned a lot, and I think a lot of people will benefit from just your own practice and what you've done. So also, there's grounding. Mm. And then we'll get into how to get Madonna's arms, because that's the point of it. Grounding. People don't even know what grounding is, so let's talk about that first.
Okay, so grounding is literally walking barefoot in the soil, in the dirt. According to Dr. Mercola, the most potent place that someone can ground is walking in the sand along that point where the ocean is just lapping up onto the sand, getting your feet nice and chilly. But you're essentially, lack of better terms, you're plugging into the earth. We build up what's considered a positive charge in the body, which it's, even though it says positive, it's not good. When we are grounding ourselves out, we're allowing ourselves to kind of essentially, I look at it like an iPod plugging into the earth, and we're gathering that negative charge. And so it affects the body at a deeper level. The most significant things that I've learned in regards that it, there's enough research showing that it affects inflammation in our body, which if you're dealing with injuries, you want to try to reduce inflammation. So I look at it as one of those things, like today when I got done with the acupuncture, I got back, I took a 15-minute nap, sat in the edge of the hammock, put my feet in the dirt, and did about 5 minutes of just breathing there. And just 3 seconds in, 10 seconds out. But I wanted to plug in, and I swear, when you do it, you can feel that shift. I'd almost say like a cellular level. You just feel it shift. And so I tell people is there's a ton of research out there, but go experiment. Go play and see for yourself. And then I also ask, how much time in your day are you spending walking barefoot with this earth? I mean, you know, we breathe the air that the trees put out. The trees absorb the carbon dioxide that we put out. I mean, we're super connected, even though we've kind of pulled ourselves so far away from this planet. And so I always say, plug in, take a walk in the dirt, check your gait, close your eyes. It can be a meditation in and of itself, even if it's for 2 minutes.
I love that. I mean, we're lucky. We live on the beach, so we can do that a lot. But whenever I feel sick or something coming on, I go barefoot and walk in the sand, and I feel so much better. Or if I'm stressed, or anytime I come home from LA. That's why, like, you know, if you are listening to this and you just jump in a shower, that can feel good. Water can feel good. Cold water is even better. So we'll talk about that next. But have you heard of, like, people talk about waterfall theory all the time? Like, you know, you go to waterfalls to heal. But I this is my, like, hypothesis, that when waterfalls hit the water, it releases a negative ionic charge, like a blast of negative ions, which counteract the positive ions Jesse was talking about. So my theory is that if you get barreled, like in surfing, that is the most negative ionic charge you could possibly have, because it's like being inside of a waterfall.
And it makes sense. And at the end of the day, I think it goes back to, like, just the power of that belief can have an effect overall, because you can look at meditation, according to Joe Dispenza's research, and 10 minutes, 3 times a day of positive meditation focus, and you can upregulate your immunoglobulin response, which means you're positively influencing your immune system. So I go back to, there's a lot of power in where your thoughts are.
Totally. But even though it sounds like I'm pulling this out of my booty, there's a guy named Venzin Wu who says,
is it really?
Yeah, that
I love
talks
it
about this.
I
waterfall
need to get barreled more.
Barrel theory. I just barrel dodge. But anyways, so there's grounding, and then, you know, anything else, like nutrition wise,
Well, the big one I've gotten onto, and that's why I was asking him how bad the blue is in my mouth, is I started taking something called Troscriptions.
Say that again.
Troscriptions.
Okay.
And it's essentially a neurotropic. And to try to explain, I'm not going to be the best at it, but I was given some and I was told it helps with your brain's cognitive function. And like, okay, I'll check it out. And initially, I was kind of on the fence because it's got a little bit of nicotine in it. And then I started doing my research, and everything I'm finding is that small dose of nicotine is actually good for the brain, just like small doses of caffeine. And so I was like, let me test them out. And I went and played on a slack line, and I started taking it. And there was a moment where suddenly the cognitive function shifted. And I was like, oh, wow. And suddenly things were getting easier. And then I would do it with juggling and different things. So then I brought it into some coaching environments, and I felt a more honed in focus. Like, even before coming here, I didn't want to drink any more caffeine. Popped one up into my gums and let it dissolve, and that's why it's kind of blue.
Looks like you were making out with a Smurf.
I know.
yeah, I can't endorse nicotine at all, but like, and nootropics scare me, but like, I think that's really interesting that you're trying it, and I'm curious to
I would tell you, look up the company Troscriptions. It's there's, I want to say it's three different doctors that have come together and are producing this product. And I would encourage everybody, do your research. You know, I'm not a nicotine fan, but I'm learning to open up my mind a little bit. Otherwise, I would say really getting a morning practice focused around positivity. I listen to a lot of YouTube videos at the starts of my day that are Les Brown to Tony Robbins to Jim Rohn, montages of Jocko Willink, the Navy SEAL, to the crazy Goggins. But I like to listen to positive, motivating things and set my intentions and my mindset.
You just like are like the picture of like a rad, like motivational human.
I fall off though too. I always go back to, I do this very consistent, but I'll fall off just like anybody else. And then it's a matter of being okay with that and starting again and being dead, doing the best you can in your moments.
And not beating yourself up.
Exactly. Cause it's easy to.
That's a good one. What about nutrition?
I cycle a lot. I've always considered myself to be a healthy eater, but I cycle in and out of playing as ketogenic. I generally like to do my intermittent fasting. I try to just gauge off my activity levels. If I'm having super active days, I'm out in Hawaii and I'm serving with Kaheya Heart and training, then that means there's a very high level of output. And so then I'm, eating a lot and I'm upregulating my carb intake. If I'm on the road, like we're about to be doing this travel vlog, then it's less energy output. And so I'll go into something like keto for a couple weeks. And then intermittent fasting, I'm a big believer in it. I try to regulate how late my meals go because I don't want to have a big meal. The rule of thumb that I hear over and over is 3 hours before bed, cut your meals off. I do my best with that, but I'm not always great. And then I just try to wait on breakfast until 10 or 11. And I try to get some kind of activity in before I eat something.
It's hard to not eat cookies right before bed.
Oh, it's very hard, especially me. The sugar puts you down.
The graham crackers are like my... And so, you're on the road a lot. What sort of things do you do that are easy for listeners to take home that they can do on the road that gives you your vitamin joy? I mean, talk about breath work, grounding. You can do all this.
Yeah, get out of the car. Or you can't jump out of the plane, but get out of the car if you're driving and, give yourself 5 minutes to move, to walk around, to breathe. If you're on the road and you're staying in a hotel, doing some foundation training, fighting the urge to just get to your hotel after you've been sitting or traveling and you're slumped over and do 5 to 10 minutes. You will always be happier when it's over and the next day your body's going to thank you. So, and then honestly, getting the cold showers in. I mean, those are so powerful for me in the resetting of mindset. And also I find that they help me get to sleep easier. Like that upregulation, like, oh, I'm cold. And then slowly the bottom kind of seems to drop out 20 minutes later and I'm getting pretty groggy. So I'm a big advocate of working those in as well.
Are there athletes that you train that just totally inspire you that have practices that you really love?
Yeah. Inspiring, I look at it as from a mindset, but I'm going to go with Billy Kemper, big wave world champion, especially seeing how he handled coming off of a major setback injury when he was really riding high, and watching his determination, his training ethic, and mindset coming back from that. Because I think there's a lot to be said for when you're on top and then you have a minor setback or you start to fall behind. There's a whole other thing to go from being on top and then being crippled. And then not only that, is being stuck in a foreign country and trying to get back here and then starting the long journey. And so watching that and just seeing the degrees and getting to train with him sometimes in Hawaii with his coach, Kahea, and just how dedicated he is of, you know, getting up and doing foundation training, performance training, getting in the water, working on his surfing, getting out, being dedicated to his diet. And you know, you hear about pro athletes and people that are just natural talents, and then there's the guys that are naturally talented and then work their butt off. And when I see that, it's just, you know, he's younger than me, and I'm like, I want to be like that guy one day.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
What about any of the older ladies you train?
Older ladies I've trained? Well, I'm going to say, even though people might think I'm saying this just to blah her name, but working with Madonna has been very inspiring because she has an insane work ethic, you know, and she's always on the grind, and you know, she's getting pulled half a dozen different ways, and then she gets into the gym and it's just, you know, she wants to get after it, and I'm having to try to like, no, we gotta chill out today, I need you to relax a little bit. And she's just kind of like, you're boring me, and I'm just going, come, you know. But yeah, her work, I appreciate work ethic.
That is awesome. Jesse, it is such a joy. Wait, before I sign off, like, how do I get Madonna's arms, Liam Hemsworth six pack? what do I got
to
do?
So what, to find me or to do the training?
To do it. Like, streaming.
I say, coaching wise, we've got a whole community of foundation training coaches out there. You can find me on Instagram at Coach J Salas. If you're curious to learn foundation training, we've got an amazing streaming website, stream.foundationtraining.com. I designed with Doc Goodman the baseline program where you learn everything over the span of about 16 weeks. There's a workout for every day, and it's designed to help you learn it so that by the end of it, you can confidently go into any of our workouts and do them, or our programs for athletes in various sports. But really, if you decide at the end of that, I don't want to spend any more money, you've invested, you know, maybe $60 to do all that, and now you've got a practice you can do on your own without us. So streaming was what I try to push people to.
That's so cool. And where do people find you?
Instagram is usually the easiest, just because I'm pretty consistent on there, and I go by at Coach J Salas, S-A-L-A-S. Otherwise, my email is jesse@foundationtraining.com. And I get quite a bit of stuff there. But if you're wanting quick responses, Instagram is usually pretty easy because I go on there for work and work talk, and then I jump off, and I'm usually trying to be away from my phone, but it gets me.
We do a vitamin joy challenge at the end of every episode. So
okay,
what should listeners do for their vitamin joy challenge?
Vitamin joy challenge, I would tell you, take an inventory of how much sitting to standing and moving you're getting per day. And see if you can try to match for every, we'll say, hour of sitting, at least 5 minutes of moving.
I love that. Jesse, it's been such a pleasure.
Thank you for having me, Shelby.
Thank you so much to Jesse Salas for coming over to San Diego and for leading us through some foundation training workouts. For your Vitamin Joy Challenge this week, get out and move. For every hour of sitting or stationary standing, get in 5 minutes of movements. I'm mostly going to surf this week because it's fall and it's really good in San Diego, but whether you want to roller skate, run stairs, go for a jog, or just dance in your underwear at home, it's all good. Just get out and move. You can also go to foundationtraining.com and follow Jesse on Instagram. He's at Coach J Salas to check out what he's up to and to try some of his workouts. He posts a lot for free. They're all good. I'll also have links to all of this, plus links to sponsors who support Vitamin Joy, so you can support them on shelbystanger.com/vitaminjoy. That's shelbystanger.com/vitaminjoy. Thank you again for subscribing to this podcast, for telling your friends, and writing a review wherever you're listening to this show. Reviews mean a ton, and they help this show grow. With that, I hope you all get out there, get outside,
move, and don't forget to dose yourself with some of your own daily Vitamin Joy.